Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. The Painesville FFA held their plot day on Thursday. We had a chance to learn more about their new irrigation system.
Mike Bouchard from with Modern Farm Equipment and representing the Rinke Irrigation Company today.
Mike, talk about the unit here at the school. I mean, this is top-notch, state-of-the-art, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The FFA alumni came to me here a couple years ago now and wanted to get rid of a traveling gun. Manpower was a problem. Efficiencies, water usage was an issue. Evaporation was an issue. And they wanted to update their equipment. So we looked at options, and the best option for them was to install a lateral pivot, which is slightly unique. You don't see many of them around. Most of the time we also use center pivots that go in a circle. Well, this lateral runs basically north, south, or east, west, travels along the field. This one here particularly is running north and south in their plot. The technology we put into it, looking at the future and options they have, and because they work with seed corn companies, I told them, I said, they need to reach out and see what their seed corn companies that actually work with the plot maybe are looking for and what's going on with genetics. Came back there, talked about drought stress, stressing genetics, figuring out what genetics work best and what they don't. So then we came and said we could do variable rate. So the pivot itself is GPS guidance, so there's no wires in the ground. It all runs off the 24 satellites that orbit the Earth, so that guides it. And it also has a WASC guidance system that's more local. It's just it's basically what the government uses for planes and different things like that, more of a local airport type stuff. So when we went to variable rate, being we're having the different GPS controls, the location in the field, we can tell a group of nozzles, sprinklers, when to turn on and when to turn off. So if we've got, this pivot is particularly about 680 feet long, but I've got six zones in it. So if they wanted to put in a quarter acre plot in one of those zones, we could tell that zone when the pivot's going across the top of it. If we're putting an inch of water in, for example, on the rest of the pivot, we could tell that zone to only put a tenth on or two tenths on or whatever we wanted to. So technically, we could actually have six different zones on this pivot or in this field. So there could be six different plots the length of the pivot, but then as the pivot travels north or south, we also have the ability to split up the north-south travel. So you could make this a checkerboard if you wanted to because of the technology we have in here. So in the water use, evaporation rate, right now every time you're putting pivots, when you're spraying water in the air, up in the air, you've automatically got a 15%. Today we've got a nice breeze here, probably 10, 12 miles an hour. If you're spraying water in the air, you're looking at about a 30% evaporation rate. So with us having nozzles at 8 feet high and the streams that we use, we're looking at less than a 10% rate at any given time. Evaporation.
So you talk about the zones too, and the nozzles too. It variates at each nozzle too, correct or no?
This one with the lateral, they're all the same because you've got it's moving the same speed. A center pivot, the outside travels faster. So as you move to the outside end of the pivot, those nozzles are larger because you're balancing the water application from the center pivot of the center point all the way out to the end. So those nozzles are all different sizes. Okay. This one here is all the same because we got 150 gallons a minute through the pivot, and we want to apply the same amount of water out of each square inch, so to speak, on the ground.
So is the school or farmers taking just their harvest maps, their mapping, and kind of integrating it with this? Or
Yep, they do, and that's the case here. You know, this plot here, they can take because it's a test plot, they take very detailed yields. So they can see, just even traveling from east to west in this plot, maybe the soil's varying, so they can come back and say, here's our yield map we had, the yield samples we did, and they can integrate this in. Because the variable rate part of it is just a thumb drive. It's a program. It's free. The FFA alumni, anybody on there can actually use it, change it, modify it from year to year, modify it in the middle of the year if they want to. Just load it, take a thumb drive, load it back into the panel here, and hit run, and it's going to run that new prescription.
I imagine you're in a fine case of saving water and increasing yield. I mean, the benefits all the way around.
Yes. We did a pretty extensive, in 2020, we put a variable rate system in east of Royalton, and it was on a field that it's sandy, gravelly in the middle. But outer parts of it had tile in it. They had some springs in it, some low spots. They went close to a ditch. So he put out, he had a pivot on it previously, took the old pivot off, put this one on. And that irrigated about 120 acres. And he had said that after running it just the very first year, he said, I saved about 35% of the water, and I got about another 35% more crop. So it's huge when you look at the variable rate, because there's parts of that field that we don't actually apply any water. On the end, the corner arm out there is variable rate. So if I look at Google Earth and go back in, 15 years, I can pretty much tell the soil maps are there, the soil types are there, but the crop tells you really what it needs. And by looking at Google Earth, you can tell how the soils vary in the field, and that's how you can get your base map done, your base prescription. You can fine-tune it from there.
Interesting day. Great information. Mike Bouchard joining us, with Modern Farm Equipment, representing Rinke as well when it came to giving us details on that irrigation system and a lot of fundraising and just a lot of work together with the Painesville FFA, Painesville FFA alumni, area businesses, and really a team effort, and really is something to see. So if you missed it, if they ever have one in the future, go check it out. Lots of great technology, and just, as Mike mentioned, pretty darn cool. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this Saturday morning, it's brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.